Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The Albany Center Gallery on Columbia Street in downtown Albany is celebrating its 35th year showcasing the work of artists in the Capital Region. This Saturday is their annual Masquerade Gala, and next week they open their annual member show. I went there yesterday and spoke with Albany Center Gallery's executive director, Tony Idesico. Tony, thank you so much for letting me come into this space as it is getting ready for a show to go up.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have you here.
How long have you been with the Albany Center Gallery?
I've been with the gallery for almost 2 years now.
What was your path that brought you here? How did you land at this job?
A lot of hard work, a lot of volunteering in the art community, and then my background is hospitality. I used to do a lot of events. I did weddings. So then that aspect of doing events, I do fundraising, curating shows. I did them independently for about 3 years, and it kind of all pieced together for me to have this position.
So you didn't go to school for curatorial arts?
No, I did not. I went to school for graphic design, and I decided that wasn't my correct path. So I'm an active artist and then also, you know, running the gallery.
This is the 35th year that the gallery has been open here in Albany. What is the general thrust, the goals, the purpose of this space?
The mission of the gallery is to showcase and promote local and regional artists within 150 miles of Albany, and that's been going on for 35 years. The goal is to obviously continue to highlight the people that we have here that are talented and to go for another 35 years.
Do you design the shows in the space?
I curate the shows, yes.
And I've noticed there are columns in the building. Is that hard to work around sometimes?
The columns, I think, just add to the overall aesthetic of the gallery. It's a beautiful space, and those, I think, just kind of really add to the overall space itself.
And how do you find the arts community in downtown Albany?
There's a lot going on in Albany itself. We actually started a new vacant project where we worked with the landlord to take a space and then produce a show in there. So we're actively trying to make more things happen. It just creates more energy, more attention, more people coming out, which is what we need.
You have an event this Saturday. Tell us about that event.
So the 35th Masquerade Gala is our 35th year we're celebrating, but the Masquerade Gala is something that the founder, Les Urbach, used to do, and we're trying to pay tribute to the history of the gallery. He used to do the Masquerade theme, and we're trying to bring that back to let people know that, you know, we understand the past, and this is where we're at, and going forward, what we plan on doing.
And what will happen this Saturday?
Magic. It's going to be a really exciting thing. We partner with a lot of people in the community, so the idea was, you know, we bring all of that together for one night of celebration. We have two awards that we're giving away, the Les Urbach Lifetime Achievement Award, and something new that is going to happen is the Artist of the Year Award that we're having.
And are the recipients of those awards pre-announced, or is it a revelation on Saturday night?
The Lifetime Achievement Award is James Patton. That award was announced, and the Artist of the Year Award, that hasn't been announced yet.
So it will be on Saturday?
No, we can actually announce it today. It's going to be Artist of the Year for the gallery is Chip Frishana.
Tell us about Chip.
Chip is an amazing, dynamic artist. He's been very active in the arts community for over a decade. He used to do vacant art shows in Albany, and that kind of is what was part of his thing. He used to be a founder of an organization called Albany Underground Artists. And they used to do pop-up shows, and that was the same kind of energy that we use now, is to kind of create more things. Very talented artist. He showed here in April at the gallery. He had a solo show, which is a great accomplishment. It was titled Life and Death. And just his work, and as an artist and as a person, he's just a phenomenal person.
How are the award recipients selected?
For the Artist of the Year, it's a new award that we're giving out. So we had a committee, the qualifications you have to show at the gallery within the past year. Since we do 7 major exhibits, that goes from either solo to 3-people shows or 4-person, we kind of saw the artist that we were looking for. And the idea was an artist that's active, that's working. He's going to take that award that we give him, which it is a cash award, and he's going to put it right back into the art. And that's kind of what we want to do, is to nourish that and make sure that, you know, he keeps providing high-level work. So it's so exciting.
That's great. Does he know that he's won yet?
He does now.
Ooh, an exclusive. That's awesome. Can anybody come to the event on Saturday?
Yep. The event is open to the public. You can purchase tickets online at our website, which is albanycentergallery.org. Hopefully we don't sell out, but if we do, that's great for us and everybody attending. But yeah, there's still open tickets available.
So big party on Saturday, and then the next thing on your plate is?
The next thing, the following week we set up for our member show, which we have almost 100 artists that are going to be showcasing in the gallery. We do this every year. The idea is to showcase the artists that we have that support the gallery. Some are first-time showers, some are very established artists. The idea is to get them all together and have a nice opening. The work is priced in a really reasonable range where people can buy stuff for the holidays and then have artwork as a gift. So it's a perfect timing for that.
And how do people become members of the Albany Center Gallery?
This fill out a form, they make a payment, and it's fairly simple. Again, on the website, you can check that out. There's different levels. Some people, you know, have a limited budget, but there's something for everybody.
Any member can have, are they limited to one?
Yeah, as a member, part of the guidelines are you're allowed to submit one piece to the show to have on exhibit. Along with that, there's other perks when we do community outreach and do outside the gallery. We do a call to our members first, so we want to give them priority as far as showcasing in different locations. That way they have something to look forward to. We currently just installed work at Capital Rep, which we selected two of our members for. So the idea is more locations that we have, we can kind of go outside the gallery and just keep showcasing artists from the area.
People that you showcase, they have to live in the Capital Region, not Albany specifically, but the region at large?
Within 150 miles of Albany. So that's, I pulled out a map and I saw the circle and I was pretty amazed at how far we can reach. You know, some people might not want to drive that far though. but yeah, most of them are within the area though, absolutely.
The member show that's coming up must be extremely varied then if it's just a member can have a piece in it.
Absolutely. So between all of the work that will be here, we'll have sculpture, we'll have paintings, we'll have pastels, we'll have, you know, really all types of work, different mediums, different styles. All of them are under 36 inches, which was one of the criterias, because there is going to be a lot of work in the gallery.
How many shows a year do you do here?
We have 7 major exhibits. That's what our standard is. Last year we did 9. This year we were planning for 8. So the idea was to do more than what's expected. If we keep providing things that people enjoyed to see, they'll keep coming back. So we're trying to do more than what we need to.
How long is the member show up?
Member show is up from December 7th, which is the opening, until January 26th. And from that exhibit, we'll have artists that win awards, but then we're also going to select work to bring to the Times Union Center for the home show, which is going to be happening. And again, that's part of the ongoing mission of bringing art to the people. We're going to be setting up a gallery display there, probably 2,000 square feet. So it's going to be a pretty amazing show.
What is in the space after the member show?
We're going to have the Mohawk Hudson Regional Invitational Show.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that at SUNY.
Yep. So they have, every year they rotate the exhibit, but then what we do at the gallery is gone to the Mohawk Hudson Regional, but we select artists from that show and then have an in-depth work with what they do. So this year we're going to have 3 artists, and then they're actually going to have more than 2 or 3 pieces. They're actually going to have a nice body of work here.
Is there anything else we need to make sure that listeners know about the Albany Center Gallery before I let you get back to work?
There's a lot going on. Absolutely, we're putting a lot of effort into it. So there's no excuse to not come out because there's always something going on. And the more support we have and the more people we have enjoying what we do, it just kind of, you know, reassures that it's an important reason to be involved.
Tony, thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Tony Idesico is the executive director of the Albany Center Gallery, located at 39 Columbia Street in downtown Albany. Their annual masquerade gala is this Saturday, December 1st, and their 8th annual member show opens on December 7th. To learn more, visit albanycentergallery.org or call 518-462-4775. albanycentergallery.org or 518-462-4775. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.